Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, a woman is seriously hurt after a shooting on Neely Street in Raleigh. What police say is connecting that crime scene to another one 5 miles away.
And a lingering boundary is bringing us a few isolated showers this morning. A lot of storms to the coast. I'll show you who has the better chance of seeing thunderstorms this afternoon. Durham is still dealing with storm damage, and schools here are closed for a second straight day. I'll show you how many people are still without power. Thousands of new students are arriving at NC State today for the fall semester. The university has new services this year to help students with their mental health. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along. It's good to have you back. Welcome back. Missed you this week and came back in time for a cold front, as it's being called right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. This is interesting as that action to our east has lingered for a little while.
It has. We had the same story, just this lingering boundary. This was a leftover front from Tuesday that produced all that severe weather. It's just been hanging out along the coast, and that's where we have some showers and storms this morning. But we also have a few of those in our northern counties. No lightning here, just these tiny little showers just east of Henderson. So parts of Warren County, Halifax County near Enfield, we're seeing a little shower. We're likely to see these continuing to pop up anywhere across the area this morning, but they'll likely be very small and not likely to bring us much in terms of any rain. 7 a.m., you can see a few of those popping up. Once we get to lunchtime, we'll see more of that. The bulk of this is going to be from Raleigh eastward again, like yesterday. Now, these are likely to be some thunderstorms. They'll produce some brief heavy rain, and they'll start around lunchtime and continue until around sunset. And then those are over. Gradually, all of that shifts eastward. Tomorrow, we get a little bit of a break in humidity and a break in some of these scattered showers. A pretty look here, partly cloudy skies in Zebulon this morning, 74 degrees with a dew point at 72. So it does feel pretty sticky today. 74 in Southern Pines, Durham and Raleigh, and Goldsboro, our only cool spot, 64 up in Roxboro. Hour by hour, 70s this morning. We'll be in the mid 80s at lunchtime and a high of 90, which is pretty close to normal for today. We do have some ups and downs with our humidity coming our way. I'll show you which days will feel more comfortable coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now. We're going to head over to Durham. We've been watching those power outages and checking that Duke Energy map. This is based on that map, and it shows where most of the outages are this morning, and it's generally confined to the northeastern side of Durham, along that I-85 corridor, also up 501 toward Ladder Road. There's also another pocket over on the west side of Durham around 751 and 15501, and in those areas, you're likely going to run into problems with traffic signals this morning. Just need to be careful. Approach those as four-way stops. So come to a stop and then proceed with caution. On the north side of Raleigh, we may still have some activity from an earlier crash at New Hope Road at Wallingford Drive, but otherwise we're in good shape on our major routes, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Thousands of people are waking up this morning in Durham without power. It's now 36 hours after the powerful storms hit that area. Right now, there are more than 10,000 homes and businesses in Durham that remain without that power, and Duke Energy says it hopes to have all the power restored by 6 o'clock this evening. Durham Public Schools that are on the year-round calendar are closed again today because of the outages and storm damage. WRAL's Monica Casey is joining us this morning from Durham. Still, Monica, a lot of damage to be cleaned up there.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, it's been a tough couple of days for residents here in Durham, and this spot has quite a bit of damage. You can see power lines on the street right here, and that they're connected dangling from this power pole. It's one of the only things this tree did not take out on Moorhead Avenue here. This fence is all battered and the stoplight shattered on the ground. Not having power for people is a struggle for many reasons. A hot house, food spoiling in the refrigerator, no Wi-Fi. It's also been a particular struggle for families who are trying to keep kids occupied.
We go out to the playgrounds, to the museum, to the Life and Science Museum, or like the library and stuff. It's just been a little bit harder with all the traffic lights out and stuff. It's a little scary because people don't know, I feel like, when to stop or when to go.
Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy tells me in this storm, a lot of damage has been localized to neighborhoods and side streets on lines that may not have self-healing technology. He says one tree on a line and a broken pole may only impact 40 houses, but it takes multiple crews hours to remove the tree, get a new line, and stand up a new power pole. Now, of course, this is one of the intersections where there is no stoplight right now. You should be treating this as a four-way stop. We've seen some drivers come through here quite quickly, so it's important to remember to make sure you stop at these intersections, even if there's no stoplight up. Monica Casey, WREL News in Durham.
We're following breaking news in Raleigh this morning. A woman is seriously hurt in an overnight shooting. This investigation spans two scenes, the first on Newbern Avenue and the second several miles away on Neely Street. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning, and Kelsey, investigators are giving us an idea of how this all started.
Renee, a woman is suffering serious injuries this morning after a shooting that happened just after 11 p.m. in a neighborhood on Neely Street. Now, police say that this car that you're about to see on your screen right now was found about 5 miles away near Newbern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard. Police tell us that the car is connected to the shooting. We're just not sure how. Let's take you to video now of that scene on Neely Street. We only know that one woman was shot. No word yet from police on whether there are other victims. There's still a lot of questions that we have this morning, and some of them are, who does this car belong to? Is this the victim's car, the suspect's car? This is still an ongoing investigation, and we'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Kelsey, thanks. We have more breaking news in Raleigh. Fire crews were able to quickly handle a fire at a warehouse that caused an explosion. This happened at Saia Freight on Precision Drive around 12:45 this morning. Workers there told the WRL Breaking News Tracker crew that a propane-powered forklift caught fire. After they evacuated, it exploded and fire came out through the roof. No one was hurt.
This is a live look at RDU International Airport this morning. This is where leaders out at the airport will be talking about adding more parking. This is all part of the Park Economy 3 expansion project. It'll add 7,000 new parking spaces to the Economy 3 parking. Right now, it has just shy of 4,000 spaces. The lot offers lower rates and a bus shuttle to both terminals 1 and 2.
President Biden and the First Lady are expected to visit the island of Maui on Monday to get a look at the damage and meet those affected by the recent wildfires. At least 111 people have been killed by the raging fires. Responders cleared roughly 40% of the burn area, going through the ashes of homes, businesses, and historic landmarks. Governor Josh Green says it's unclear exactly how many people are still unaccounted for, but it is likely close to 1,000.
Happening today, thousands of new students will be arriving at NC State as move-in for the semester gets underway today. The school's making new mental health resources available to students after 7 suicides in the last school year. The school now has 50 counselors with at least one in each of its 11 different colleges. It also is offering telehealth, a peer support platform, and additional case managers to connect students with services they need.
NC State is leading efforts here in thinking out of the box, having additional, not only just counseling resources, but a wide variety of different types of resources so we're not just a one-size-fits-all model.
Classes for the fall semester get started on Monday. And in Fayetteville, today marks the first day of classes for thousands of college students. Fayetteville State University kicks off its new semester. FSU welcomed its 2027 class for move-in day last Saturday.
Starting today, driving in Johnson County near Wilson's Mills will be a little different. Drivers will now not be able to go from U.S. 70 onto Turnage Road or vice versa. Instead, drivers will use Wilson's Mills Road to reach U.S. 70 and Turnage Road will become a dead end. Eventually, Bear Farm Road on the other side of the intersection will also lose access to U.S. 70. This is all part of the future Interstate 42 corridor project. It is 6:09. Amid the tragedy in Hawaii, heroism.
It's really, really traumatizing. And you know, and I'm just, I wish I could have done more.
A boat captain who rescued children out of the water tells her story of jumping into action.
New laws will affect the lives of the state's transgender youth. What's changing now after GOP lawmakers override the governor's vetoes?
And a little bit to see on radar this morning, north and east of Raleigh. We have a couple of showers here in Warren and Halifax counties. I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing some storms this afternoon.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. Taking a look at radar, we have a few isolated showers that popped up this morning in our northeastern counties. So we're seeing that little shower approaching Roanoke Rapids from Halifax County. A little bit of rain around Warrenton. We could see more of this pop up this morning, just these light showers. And then later this afternoon, the potential for some thunderstorms, especially from the Triangle area eastward. We'll walk through Futurecast for you coming up. Sun's coming up here in Sanford, and we're seeing just a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through some cloud cover. You're going to see a good bit of cloud cover this morning in spots as you wake up. Temperatures are mainly in the mid-70s. Tarboro, South Hill, Rocky Mount, Fayetteville, Irwin, all in the mid-70s right now. Not a bad day for the pool. It's going to be a hot one. Temperatures near 90 degrees this afternoon. We'll have a small chance for thunderstorms, though it'll be a bigger chance the farther east you go. Brian?
6:13, Elizabeth. We were watching that live traffic map this morning. We still have that crash that happened overnight out at New Hope Road at Wallingford Drive. Raleigh 911 still reporting some activity out there, so just a heads up as you head through that intersection. But overall, our major routes are looking pretty good around the Triangle, including in Durham. No big problems coming out of the northern side of Wake County on westbound 98. It looks fine. And if you're leaving Chapel Hill heading into South Durham on 40 eastbound, no delays right now from 15501 all the way out to that 885 interchange, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Six bills vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper are now law after state Republican lawmakers overrode those vetoes last night. Three of those new laws impact the LGBTQ community. One would ban doctors from providing gender-affirming care to transgender minors, including hormones, even with parental consent. Another bill, the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights, bans teachers from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity until the fifth grade. It also requires schools to inform parents if a child asks to use different pronouns. Other bills enacted by override last night include a ban on transgender girls in girls and women's sports, a bill loosening rules on charter schools, and a law allowing tax dollars to be used to pay for charter school buildings.
One of the most harrowing images coming out of the disaster in Hawaii is people jumping into the water to escape the fire. New this morning, we're hearing from a Lahaina boat captain who jumped into action. WRO's Ken Smith is here now to tell us about her heroic efforts. Ken.
You know, Renee, absolutely nothing is left of that Lahaina harbor. Working that harbor is Chrissy Lovitz live, and to see it destroyed by that wildfire is devastating. She says the fast-moving fire was like a flamethrower, and as she was trying to save her boat, she heard a call over the radio that 50 to 100 people were in the water trying to escape that fire. She, her partner, and another friend quickly grabbed a skiff and headed out into the harbor. Very limited visibility through the fire and thick black smoke. They eventually rescued two young children who were later reunited with their parents. They spent hours looking for more people to rescue. Days later, Lovett is still wondering what more she could have done to help.
We were not able to find survivors any more than the kids. And if we miss people, I'm so sorry if I missed you. It's really hard to handle to know that people that I know got trapped by the fire and didn't make it. It's really, really traumatizing. And, you know, and I wish I could have done more.
You know, it's safe to say she did what she could given the unimaginable circumstances. By the way, the fire eventually destroyed three of her boats. She says the pain of that night will take a long time to get over. Lovett has worked this harbor for three decades. Most everyone in that small historic coastal community, particularly the people working Front Street and the harbor, is like family.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, veteran British broadcaster Sir Michael Parkinson has died after a brief illness. His family says he passed away at his home last night. He was 88 years old. His TV career spans 7 decades, and he interviewed the world's biggest stars on his long-running chat show. Guests included Sir Billy Connolly, Muhammad Ali, Sir Elton John, and Madonna.
Thanks, Michelle. If you're the parent of an athlete, you will want to hear this. Today, Wake Med is hosting an EKG screening event for young athletes between 11 and 18 years of age. It's at Wake Med Apex Healthplex. It's a free screening event open to all athletes from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. An EKG is a non-invasive test that helps identify life-threatening conditions that could lead to cardiac arrest. You can register online at wakemed.org, and that registration is required, so you get your place in line.
We have NFL action tomorrow night. The Carolina Panthers take on the New York Giants in their second preseason game. You can watch it starting at 7 p.m. right here on WREL.
It's time to start talking about Friday night football as well. Here, 6:17 on our Thursday. We're looking ahead already, Elizabeth. Is all this going to be moved off for tomorrow?
It will. That's the way it's looking. You know, this is the same system that brought us all that severe weather on Tuesday. It's moved to the coast and stalled and just continued to weaken. But you can see there's plenty of activity here along the coast this morning. Lots of lightning, some scattered showers. Now, we're removed from that a little bit by distance. We do still have this lingering boundary, and it's producing a few isolated showers for us this morning. So you can see a little bit of that starting to develop just west of the Sandhills. So that's going to be headed toward Moore County and Hope County here, probably in the next 30 to 45 minutes. But we'll zoom in here where we're seeing some light showers around Warrenton, moving northward up towards South Hill, and a few showers from Enfield moving up toward Roanoke Rapids there in Halifax County. So a little bit of light patchy rain out there. It's not going to be enough to cause any real issues. You can see those showers down to the south, though, lifting up across parts of the Sandhills. And we'll continue to see these little showers popping up here and there between now and lunchtime. Once we get past lunchtime, we'll see more showers developing in our eastern counties. So along the I-95 corridor. So we're talking Roanoke Rapids, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, parts of Johnston County, Fayetteville, Clinton, and even around the Triangle area, we could see a few isolated showers. Our far western counties, probably not going to see much rain out of this, just in terms of proximity to this lingering front. The whole thing finally dissipates, slides eastward, and we're going to see a pretty pleasant day tomorrow. Still going to be seeing temperatures that feel like summer, but we'll have a drop in humidity and it should stay fairly dry. Take a live look outside right near. Here's Goldsboro, Apex. We have Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant in Fayetteville there. We're seeing some cloud cover in places this morning, sort of like we did yesterday. Our temperatures today for the afternoon, looking at upper 80s, Roxboro, South Hill, Rocky Mount, Durham, Goldsboro, 90 in Raleigh and Clinton, as well as Southern Pines, 91 in Fayetteville. So a seasonably hot day. Three areas that the Hurricane Center is watching. One of those here in the Gulf of Mexico, but it's just a 20% chance of developing. We more frequently this time of year see these waves coming off the coast of Africa having the potential to become tropical systems as they move over this very warm water of the tropics. This one has a 40% chance in the next 2 days and a 60% chance in the next 7 days of developing. This one also has a 60% chance of developing in the next 7 days. And you can see the computer models associated with this one. Right now, I mean, they're of course sort of spread all over the place, but the general trend looks to be moving into the Atlantic, maybe east of Bermuda. We'll continue to watch it. And boy, it is that time of year. We're moving right now into the peak of the hurricane season. So I'm expecting that we'll see more of this. We'll see a high of 93 tomorrow. So it will be warm, but we'll have a little drop in our humidity. Saturday should feel fairly comfortable. But then we're in the mid 90s to wrap up the weekend and moving into early next week. So not a big drop in temperature anytime soon, Brian.
I'll tell you, that Saturday dew point at 60, that's going to be nice.
That looks good, yeah.
Looking forward to that. 620 right now. And of course, we're watching the Duke Energy outage map, because in Durham, we still have thousands of customers without electricity this morning. And that means that traffic signals likely are not functioning in those areas. Those are the blue boxes you see here. And it's mostly to the north and east of downtown Durham, but also there's a pretty significant area just to the west of downtown Durham. They're along 751 around the 15501 interchange. Need to be careful in those spots. As we take a look around the rest of the triangle right now, pretty light traffic volume as we get started this morning. Just one crash up on the north side of Raleigh at New Hope Road at Wallingford Drive. That's an overnight crash, a few hours old now, but Raleigh 911 still reporting at least one unit on the scene there.
Brian, thanks. Check this out. A team goes face-to-face with a python in the Florida Everglades.
Go, right now. Right now, go. Yes!
Well done, Jeff.
Just pounce right on it. Why he was out there in the first place and ended up with the adrenaline rush of a lifetime. Look at that thing.
Look at that. Goodness. I'm glad he had help. Meantime, folks in Hawaii are upset. Emergency sirens didn't go off ahead of the deadly fires there. Why emergency officials are standing behind their decision not to sound them.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Britney Spears and her husband are calling it quits.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
The big news came down yesterday. Spears' husband, model Sam Asghari, has reportedly filed for divorce from the singer. They got married last June after she met him on the set of one of her music videos. Spears previously was married to dancer Kevin Federline and briefly to childhood friend Jason Alexander. Not the guy from Cheers, I don't.
No, not Seinfeld. Different one.
Yeah, yeah, not Costanza. but weren't we just here doing this a year ago saying that they were getting married? So that's that. A friend said that it's best for her. He's moved out and got his own place. Apparently something toxic in that relationship.
Just run its course. Kathy Lee Gifford. Her family is wishing her a happy birthday as she turns 70 years old. Here in a series of Instagram posts, her daughter Cassidy and daughter-in-law Erica shared their favorite photographs. That includes pictures of Kathy Lee with her grandchildren, Finn and Frank.
Oh, and Kathy Lee is just loving this chapter of being a grandma. You know, the kids don't call her grandma. They call her Bubby, which is short for Bubale, which is a Yiddish word for cherished one, dear one. I thought that was sweet. But she's loving this chapter of her life. 70 looks good on her.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say 70.
And now I know what to call Kathy Lee if I ever meet her in person.
Bubby.
Yeah.
There you go.
A teenager in Florida who decided to give python hunting a try bagged a monster on his first time out. Look at this.
Right now. Go. Yes!
Well done, Jack. Woo!
18-year-old Jack Cronin went into the Everglades Sunday night, and he spotted a 15-foot, 100-pound python. He says he didn't hesitate when he saw his chance.
I'm like, of course I want to jump on it. So I jumped on it, grabbed its head, and then the thing started going nuts, and it turned into a wrestling match.
He wasn't just doing this for fun. He was taking part in the Florida Python Challenge. The contest is part of a conservation effort to rid the Everglades of the invasive species. Cronin missed the deadline for the contest, though, so he didn't win a prize. But he has a story to tell.
Durham is still dealing with storm damage. Schools here are closed for the second day in a row. I'll have the latest number of people still without power.
We have a little bit of light rain on the dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning, north and east of the triangle from Enfield to Roanoke Rapids and heading up towards South Hill, Virginia. We'll have more of these as we head through the day. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast coming up. A woman is seriously hurt after shooting in Raleigh. Police say that crime scene and another one several miles away are connected.